Hallelujah. So as you stand, thank you. I hope you're all rejoicing in Jesus, because he sure is getting yourself ready for the word. Hallelujah. Getting yourself marinated so the word can come forth and bless you real well as our pastor, Russell T. Perkins, comes forth to give us a word. Would you please stand? Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we stand, hallelujah, in your presence by permission. By grace. Hallelujah. And Lord, we come, Lord, glad. We come thankful. We come, Lord, with the joy bells ringing in our soul, Lord. Hallelujah. Because we get to worship with our brothers and sisters one more time. Hallelujah. And Lord, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, have your way in this place, Lord. Sanctify your spirit in the hearts of your people, Lord. And Lord, hallelujah, do something. Hallelujah. Do something awesome. Do something beyond our expectations. Do something, Lord, hallelujah, that makes, hallelujah, the hearts of your people leap for joy. Lord, bless, have your way. Sanctify this word. Bless this word. Unctionize this word in Jesus' name. Amen. And while you're standing in honor of God's word, we have two passages of scripture, one from Psalm 37 and one from 1 Peter 2. Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And we could, in terms of research, whether it says good man, we could put the word mighty right there. Verse 24, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his footsteps shall slide. 1 Peter 2:21-25. For even hereunto were you called, but Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness by those stripes, by whose stripes, sorry, ye are healed. Verse 25, for ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. We trust that God will bless the reading of his word. You can be seated. Amen. So, I want you to focus on three verses. Psalm 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Focus on the word steps. Psalm 37:31, the law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Focus on steps. 1 Peter 20:21. because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Praise God. And the topic simply is in his steps. And as you hear a simple topic like that, you're wondering, oh, what can I get out of this? We know we're supposed to follow Jesus. We know that we are to each day deny ourselves, take up his cross, and follow him. Hallelujah. We see in Psalm 37, a psalm of David, that he says, the steps of a good man, the steps of a mighty man are ordered by the Lord, are directed by the Lord, are supported and upheld by the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then in verse 31, it talks about none of his steps shall slide. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when I read that whole package, even verse 24 there, though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I thought about the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 4, where he says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, hallelujah, but not in despair. We don't lose hope. Persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest, might be put on display in our body, in our lives, in our steps, in his steps, praise God, in the steps of the Lord, in steps ordered and directed by the Lord. A purposeful life, not an aimless life, not a life where we are relying on our own wisdom and our own understanding to direct our steps, but we should have a God who leads us. And there's a scripture in Psalm 119 that says, order my steps in your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So his word, hallelujah, is our blueprint. It is our guide. It is our GPS for our steps. And GPS in Russell language is God's precious scriptures. And so we follow the word of the Lord, hallelujah, because God has a plan for us. We're not here today by accident. Sometimes I'll say we have a different congregation here every week, and so that's just the way it is, praise God, hallelujah. We don't know from week to week who's going to be here, hallelujah. We know that we have a strong nucleus, but things come up, hallelujah. And I am so grateful and thankful to be here. I thank God for Friday night. I'm sorry if you missed it. I'm not going to rub it in, hallelujah. But we had a beautiful time in the Lord. Minister Maxwell did a great job of delivering God's word, praise God. We saw on displays at least three husband-wife team ministering, the Maxwells, the Brashers, and the Perkins. I had to put the Perkins in there, yeah. Hallelujah. And God is great. He's greatly to be praised, y'all. But we got some steps we follow. Yeah, there's some big shoes falling in the steps of Jesus. And he knows, hallelujah, that sometimes our feet will slip a little bit, praise God. But he gave us encouragement to the Apostle Paul. We're going to be troubled on every side, but don't worry about it. Hallelujah. That's my part where I said don't worry about it. Because we belong to the Lord, and he will order our steps, and he will get us right on the path. I remember years ago, some of you heard me say this. I had teenage boards in a Sunday school class, and I drew on the board using a lawyer trick, you know, and they all fell for it. I drew two lines on the board, vertical, dividing the board into three spots. I said, now, over here is the good path, and all the way over this side is the bad path. In the middle, we're going to put the okay path. And then I asked them, what path are you on? And they all said, the okay path. And I said, there's no such thing. Either you serving the Lord or you ain't. Hallelujah. You can't serve two masters. There's no middle ground. There's no fence to straddle. Either you serve the Lord Jesus, or either you are in his steps, or you're in some other kind of steps. Hallelujah. And that's just as simple as it is, praise the Lord. And it begs the question, whose steps are you in? Now, we're living in a time, praise God, and it's not limited to politics. It's not limited to any particular walk of life where disinformation is out there. Hallelujah. Conspiracy theories abound. Hallelujah. And people a whole lot smarter than me fall for that, praise the Lord. But we have to understand whose steps we're in. If you are not reading your word, hallelujah, praise God, you could be in a world of hurt in terms of your steps. Because it's how can you follow Jesus the way he wants you to follow him if you're not reading his word, if you're not reading the instruction map, if you're not paying attention to the GPS, if you're not, hallelujah, giving yourself over, hallelujah, to his plan and his word and his directions to us, you could be. You say, well, Pastor Perkins put everybody in a bad place. I said, you could be in the world of hurt, world of hurt. And I'm telling you, saints, this life is too hard to try to go it on your own, to try to go it in your own strength, to go for what you know. You can do that. People do it all the time. Hallelujah. But I suspect they have buyer's remorse. Hallelujah. After a while. And we need to learn how, praise God, the importance, hallelujah, of the word of God. We need to ask God to order our steps in his word. And we need to understand, praise God, how much we need God. How can we say we need God but don't need his word? Hallelujah. And so it's important for us, saints, to develop a habit, a routine, a study approach to the word. Hallelujah. Even if it's 5 verses a day, find time to feed the word of God into your spirit, because I guarantee you, you're feeding a whole lot of other stuff just by living, just by turning on the news, just by turning on your computer, just by having conversations with your friends, praise God. And we need to understand the importance of what we need, hallelujah, in this walk, what we really need in this walk. A lot of things are optional, praise God, and sometimes those optional things do us good, hallelujah. When we need to bounce back, when we need to recharge, when we need, praise God, a moment of reflection and to get a moment, hallelujah, of catching our breath, praise God. But our life ought to be centered in making sure that we're walking, our steps are being ordered by the Lord. If you get stopped by the police, praise God, maybe on a Saturday night, maybe you've been messing with your phone or something, and you're weaving a little bit, hadn't had any alcohol, praise the Lord. Police may stop you, get you out of your car, and make you do a field sobriety test. And one of those things is to see if you can walk a straight line. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm almost doing it right now. Praise the Lord. And the question becomes, do you pass that field sobriety test? Hallelujah. And day by day, every day that we have with Jesus is not only a field sobriety test in terms of whose steps we are following and whether we are toeing the line, whether we are lining up with what the word of God has said, but it is a joy sobriety test. Hallelujah. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. And we are to rejoice and be glad in it, praise God. And the best way to have a successful joy sobriety test is to let the Lord order your steps. If he's ordering your steps, you won't worry about the stuff you normally would worry about. Or you'll catch yourself in the middle of work and say, Lord, help me with this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In his steps. In his steps. Hallelujah. In the steps that we see Jesus walk. In the steps that he has ordered for us. In the steps that his word circumscribes and sets out for us. Hallelujah. And that those steps, praise God, take us on an upward way. Hallelujah. It's a high way of holiness. When we walk with Jesus, praise God, that's one of the best expressions in the Bible about walking with the Lord. Hallelujah. The privilege of it, the joy of it, the opportunity of it. Hallelujah. The power of it, praise God. Hallelujah. To not be dependent on me. Hallelujah. To not be dependent on your own strength and understanding and your sense of direction. Because we know all the way back to the garden. Hallelujah. Human beings left to their own devices. Human beings who are not surrendered. Human beings who allow the disobedience that is built into our flesh to take control will choose the wrong way. Hallelujah. And it said, do right, do wrong, and we'll do wrong quite a bit of the time in our own flesh. Hallelujah. Praise God. If we were out in the street, I could express it to it in more stark terms. Hallelujah. But steps ordered by the Lord. And then, wouldn't this be crazy? Wouldn't this be crazy, y'all? Let's say we get in our car. Still, I'm talking about steps. You can do steps in a car. So in your car, and you know that there is construction on 440. You know that 440 is shut down all day Sunday. That's not true, Facebook. But if it were, if that was the state of affairs, it's announced, you've known it for weeks, you know it, you remember it. It isn't like it slipped your mind. And then you leave from church and you say, I'm going to go on 440 anyway. They're going to let me through. They're going to make an exception for me. Because my car's pretty, they got to let me go through. That's how we do God. He's going to make an exception. A God who can't lie, hallelujah, whose word will stand when heaven and earth are gone away, but because I'm so good, I'm such a nice person, because I'm such a moral agent for good in the community, that I can do what I want to do, and it's going to be all right. I can order my own steps. Hallelujah. Well, we'll see how that works out for you. Hallelujah. I'd rather go the way where the Lord says, I'm going to not only order your steps, but I'm going to support your steps. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep you from falling unto him who is able to what? Keep us from falling. I'm going to order your steps. I'm going to support your steps. I'm going to honor your steps. Hallelujah. I'm going to give power to your step. I'm going to put word in your mouth. I'm going to give testimonies to you. I'm going to take all of that stony stuff that's in your heart. I'm going to give you a fleshy heart, a tender heart. Hallelujah. I'm going to put my word in you. I'm going to put my spirit in you. Hallelujah. And then you say, well, no, I got a better way. I got a better idea. Hallelujah. I'm going on 440 where anybody says, I don't care what Pastor Perkins said. Praise God. He ain't the boss of me. I'm broke. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the good news is that Pastor Perkins has to order his steps. Pastor Perkins has no word of his own. Hallelujah. But God has given us a word. Psalm 68:11 says, God has given the word. In other words, the word has already been given. And then it says, great is the company of those that publish it. Hallelujah. There's greatness in publishing the word. There's greatness in talking about Jesus. There's greatness in talking about the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's greatness in walking in his steps and talking about Jesus as you go, singing the songs of Zion as you go. Hallelujah. You can do it your own way. You have free will. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor Perkins is not going to get a white van and come and put some chloroform on you and make you come to church. Hallelujah. And if that was part of the pastor's job description, I'd be in trouble. Because I would not want to do that. Hallelujah. People won't be chased. Hallelujah. And, you know, we're supposed to go get them. We're supposed to go into the hedges and highways and compel them, not by force, but by the truth of the word, by the power of the testimonies of the Lord. That's the compulsion. Hallelujah. But in his steps. Hallelujah. I woke up this morning and decided, hallelujah, that I would walk in his steps today. Hallelujah. No matter what. Somebody get in my face about something, the word says a soft answer turneth away wrath. I'm going to do it. Anybody in here want to try me after church? I'll do it. Hallelujah. Don't catch me on Monday, though. But we can live one day at a time for Jesus, can't we? Can we do one day? Hallelujah. What about the blood that was shed on Calvary? What about our Savior on the cross? What about him being spat on? What about him being beaten? What about him being tortured so that the word of God says in Isaiah 52 that he was marred more than any man? He was almost unrecognizable, not just as Jesus, but as a human being, the way they beat him on the cross. He had no clothes on, not a stitch. And they had his hands stretched out so he couldn't cover himself. Hallelujah. Don't you want, hallelujah, to show God that you appreciate what Jesus did for us on the cross? He died so that he could really order our steps through the power of the Holy Ghost, by the cleansing of our sin. Hallelujah. By giving us a new life and a new testimony and a new name and a new walk. Praise God. And that walk is important. That walk is important. Hallelujah. There are people that you work with. There are people who are your neighbors, people in your family, people you grew up with. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That might not get what they need to get, even when they read the Bible. Hallelujah. But we are living epistles to be learned and read of men, that we are to be an example. That people ought to be able to look on us and tell, hallelujah, that we're walking with Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we come and start having services as it leads up to the end of the year, and we're talking, praise God, maybe the last Sunday before Christmas, whatever that date is, we're talking about the nativity. We're talking about Jesus, hallelujah, being born. And talking about the things surrounding it and the scriptures describing it and the prophecies related to it, praise God, hallelujah. And we ask God, hallelujah, to anoint those services and to make people, hallelujah, transport themselves back to Bethlehem and try to see, hallelujah, to try to get a glimpse, hallelujah, to make the thing real for them once again, praise God, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. But if people look on your life and can't tell that it's Christmas time, praise God, hallelujah, what good is it? What if your steps are so messed up, praise God, hallelujah, that Christmas, the real Christmas, seems like a fairy tale to everybody we come into contact with? We got to order our steps in the Lord. And the good part is we don't do it by ourselves. Jesus goes alongside of us. God gives us the strength to do it. God gives us the wherewithal. Hallelujah, to keep on stepping when we feel like we can't take another step. Hallelujah. And sometimes it does get hard. Hallelujah. We do have trouble and tribulation in this walk. Praise God. It gets so hard sometimes. It feels like We can't do another thing. We can't live another day. We can't take another step. We might not have any kind of joy on a particular day. Hallelujah. It might feel that way. But praise God, when we start stepping and letting the Lord order our steps in his word, hallelujah, the Lord will drop a scripture down in our spirit. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Praise God. With his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. He will never leave us or forsake us. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name shall be praised. He is our shield and exceeding great reward. Hallelujah. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. And you just stepping in his word, going through your day, trusting he's going to do what he said he's going to do. Praise God. And before you know it, after you have consecrated yourself and consecrated your day to the Lord, after you have trusted him to let you get up out of that bed, praise the Lord, the next day you know you'll be in his steps that day. And there's something glorious about being in steps you don't deserve. You've been somewhere glorious that you didn't deserve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ever got a phone call, whether it be from somebody, praise God, the doctor, or in my case, the governor, saying, I'm going to appoint you to a judicial position in your hometown, praise God. And I knew that my steps had been ordered by God because there was no way I could have deserved it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the doctor called you and said, what we thought we saw is not there no more. Hallelujah. Order your steps in the Lord. The steps of a good man. The steps of a mighty man. Now, if I told people, do you want to be good? A lot of people would not be impressed with that. No, I don't really want to be good at two shoes. I don't really want, that don't sound too great to me. But if you translate it out and you say, do you want to be mighty? Most people will say, yeah, that sounds better. I want to be mighty. Hallelujah. If you asked everybody in this room and say, do you want to be a doormat in your life? Every one of them, even the youngest, would say, no. If you are not in his steps, remember, there's no okay path. If you are not in his steps, you're in the steps of somebody who wants to make you a doormat, who wants to snatch victory from your life, who wants to see you defeated, who wants to see you devastated, who wants and puts his efforts into tricking and intimidating you. So it just comes down to whose steps you want to be in. And this flesh is a conductor of sin. Metal is a conductor of heat. Metal is a conductor of electricity. Hallelujah. This flesh is a conductor of sin. And I heard somebody say the wages of sin is death. So you choose. Hallelujah. I don't have that white band here today. I don't have any chloroform. You choose which steps you want to follow. And I'm telling you, it's a joyful way to walk with the Lord. Been walking with the Lord since I was 19 years old. I don't see how I could have lived a joyful life any other way. No matter what happened, no matter who we buried, no matter who was in the nursing home, no matter how hard it was, no matter how disappointing this was, no matter how tough financially we had, hallelujah, over a period of time. Hallelujah. No matter what kind of misunderstanding, No matter what so-called church hurts, hallelujah, you may have had over the years, or church disappointments, praise God, hallelujah, or church indifference, hallelujah. You were sick and nobody even called. No matter what it was over the years, if you have Jesus, if you have some steps laid out before you, and no matter how the tears are coming, and now how naturally your vision may be clouded, you can always count on those steps. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. And you can rejoice. Hallelujah. In the Lord. A couple of more scriptures. I'm going to sit down. David said, 2 Samuel 22:37, thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet did not slip. Job said, Job 31:4, doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? We serve a God who counts our steps. Hallelujah. And Proverbs 16:9, a man's heart, just like I said, I don't have a white van to come get you. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directed his steps. Hallelujah. In his steps. In his steps. Hallelujah. In his steps. Praise God. I remember when I was going to church with First Lady Renita, and trying to figure out whether I would be baptized in the name of Jesus, and trying to figure out whether there was really anything to the Holy Ghost, praise God. I came across a book, a little thin book, and guess what the title of it was? In His Steps. I read that book. I was trying to read the word, but the book was so simple that I used that in conjunction with the word of God. And keep always in mind that the word of God is the primary source, but God can put secondary sources in your life. Hallelujah. And I read that book all the way through. It was one of those old books in the little tiny writing, and not less than 100 pages, probably less than 70 pages, a little bit of writing. It was an old used book when I had it. And God used that book to confirm what was said in the scriptures, to confirm what the preacher was preaching, to confirm what my little pea mind could understand about the word of God. And somewhere along the line, after seeking God for myself, not for Renita, not for her family, who were great soul winners, not for our pastor, who was preaching the word hard every Sunday, teaching a powerful Bible class. Not for mama, not for daddy, not for auntie, not for grandmama, but for Russell, for me. Hallelujah. I needed to know something. I needed to know if it were true. I needed to know if it was urban legend. Hallelujah. And I read the word and I prayed and I sought the Lord. And then the word of God started leaping off the page as I read it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And nobody told me that would happen. But I did. And it leaped off the page, and there was power in the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it wasn't just a dead letter. Hallelujah. That word had spirit to it. Praise the Lord. And it began to minister to me. Hallelujah. As I sought God and I surrendered God. And I said, Lord, I don't know, hallelujah, but if it's anything to it, will you show it to me, Lord, hallelujah. And I began to seek the Lord for myself, and the Lord began to deal with me and show and break up those attitudes and break up all the crazy questions and break up the cross-examination I had of First Lady and see, hallelujah, hallelujah, how dependent. You got to know how much you need Jesus. If you never know that, you won't come to him. You won't repent. You won't have conviction. You'll be cool while the preacher's preaching. Hallelujah. You'll be cool while the preacher's praying. You'll be cool while the songs of worship are coming forth. Hallelujah. But if you will surrender, if you will find out through the scriptures how much we need the Lord. Hallelujah. You become eligible to have your steps ordered by the Lord. Ordered by the Lord. Ordered by the Lord. No matter where I go. Hallelujah. I know I'm going to be blessed. Hallelujah. Because I have a ministry of reconciliation. I am an ambassador for Christ. Hallelujah. People call me with all kind of crazy questions. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of them I say, I can't do that. That's legal advice. Hallelujah. But some of them I have under the unction of the Lord something to say to them. Hallelujah. Something true to say to them. Something word-based to say to them. Hallelujah. And I hope something uplifting. Hallelujah. But when it's all said and done, the best we can ever do is point people to the true vine. Hallelujah. Because there are thousands or millions of other vines that they're getting pointed to on the internet, in conversation, in conspiracy theories, in misinformation, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they think the truth is a lie and the lie is the truth. Hallelujah. And you got to have the spirit of the living God in you. Hallelujah. Because some things have to be spiritually discerned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In his steps. Hallelujah. Some morning, I come out, I'm walking in his step, but the hills is Russell's. I'm in his steps, but the hills is not Jesus' step. It's not the Lord's step. It's in my steps. Hallelujah. And then somewhere in the course of the day, I'm confronted with something, even in my own mind, about what I was thinking, what I was getting ready to say, what I was getting ready to do. Praise God. And the Holy Ghost. I'm not trying to trivialize it. I'm trying to give it an application that everybody understands. So don't go back and say he trivialized the Holy Ghost. But it's like the spider sense, the spider man has, that starts tingling. Something happens in my spirit. Hallelujah. I'm giving that by illustration. The Holy Ghost is a million times greater than a fictional spider sense. But something starts happening in my spirit. Hallelujah. God began to reveal things. Hallelujah. And that person you're having a conversation with, they're not really interested in what they said they were interested in. They're trying to trick you up. Just like people came to Jesus all the time, start up a conversation with him, trying to lay a trap for him. Praise God. And we walk in Jesus' footsteps. So if you walk in Jesus' footsteps, they're going to do you the same way. Praise God. Try to get you to say something, praise God, that they want to hear the man of God or the woman of God say, praise God, and you just have to be ready in the spirit and pray it up, hallelujah, and make sure you're walking in his step instead of the wrong his step, Russell, or whatever your name is, hallelujah, and walking in the steps of the Lord, and then as you do, God will show it to you. Oh, I see what's going on. They're not asking me for help. They're not asking me to try to use the scriptures to guide them. This thing is a big old trap laid out. Hallelujah. They're trying to get me in another direction. They're trying to get me off my steps. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. But it is in his step. It's in the steps of the one that died for us. It's in his steps, the one, hallelujah. Even the scripture we read from 1 Peter, verse 22, who did no sin, neither was guile or trickery found in his mouth. When he was reviled, and reviled not again, when he was talked to rough, I'll just use that, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth right, who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, on the cross, on Calvary's hill, that we might, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we're healed. Thank God for his steps. Thank God for his power. Thank God I don't have to cow down to what the world says. Thank God I don't have to believe every lie, misinformation, conspiracy theory that comes along, and everything that comes along, and people say this is not required, and you don't have to do this, and holiness is Old Testament. I got news for you. Holiness is all through the Bible, Old Testament and New. Praise God. The standard has never changed. God just revealed himself in different ways to show us how to, through holiness, walk in his steps. And all God's people said, all God's people said, all God's people said, amen. Hallelujah.